I've been an advocate for cooperative learning in English language classrooms for the last 25 years. I've witnessed the effect of Johnson & Johnson's emphasis on cooperative skills and teamwork, as well as Spencer Kagan's key cooperative learning concepts: positive interdependence, individual accountability, equal participation, and simultaneous interaction. I can see that cooperative learning has had a role in the evolution of instruction towards the gradual release of responsibility to the learner. It's also created a classroom environment where learners simultaneously, interdependently, and equally work to achieve a goal that benefits everyone, while still taking responsibility for their own learning. English learners need to put a variety of communication, interpersonal, and group management skills to use when working in teams. Applying these soft skills helps professionalize classroom exchanges and prepares learners for the requirements of the 21st century workplace. There's so much written about what employers are looking for in the 21st century employee, and Susan Adams sums it up in her 2014 blog for Forbes when she asks the reader, "Can you work well on a team, make decisions, and solve problems?" If the readers were learners in a cooperative learning classroom, chances are they would be able to answer that question with a resounding yes.